Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, right to Cusumano at KSDK. Lots to cover this afternoon. How are you, Frank? Good afternoon.
Doing great, Mark. We do got a lot to talk about.
All right, quickly, we talked about the St. Mary's soccer controversy. What would you say? We kind of went down the facts of that. They get disqualified, and they had to forfeit the game that they won the other night because they didn't remove the amount of players that Misha, who runs the State High School Athletic Association, said that they should have.
Yeah, the debate is this, is there were players that came off the St. Mary's bench who did not throw a punch or get involved in the fight. They were just running out to be with their teammates, and they played those players the next game. The rule is, if you get off the bench and go on the field during a fight, you can't play the next game. It's just a doggone shame. You know, it happened in the NBA Finals once, and it cost the Phoenix Suns a chance to get to the Western Conference Final. It cost Steve Nash a chance to get to the NBA Finals. The rule just sucks.
All right, let's take a look at tomorrow night at Froh Field. I'll be in hopefully coming out of a deer stand being successful. I will not be at the game. I'll be in mid-Missouri. They host Mississippi State. Obviously, the excitement of the CFP has been removed after the last couple of losses. Drink's got to get these kids motivated, though, to finish out the season, doesn't he?
He does, and Mississippi State, even though they are just 1-5 in the SEC, has had three one-score games against really good teams in the SEC. So you know they got a bunch of dudes. The whole question with Mizzou is, how do they get Matt Zollers in a rhythm early? How do they get his confidence going? Now, I wanted to give you one quick thought. I talked to a high school coach last night who has some big-time recruits. He tells me that Coach Drink has told those recruits he is staying. Now, I'm sure there are examples of this happening in the past where a coach says he's staying to recruit and he leaves, but I think that's at least a good sign.
I think it is,
and
too.
I'm also hearing that the athletic director at Missouri, Laird Veach, is really being aggressive and doing everything possible to make sure that Eli Drinkwitz remains the coach.
Frank, sticking with Eli Drinkwitz, there was some commotion this past week on social media, as there always is, but discussing some of the comments recently made by Eli Drinkwitz, basically saying that there is too much expectation of if you don't make the playoff, it's a failure of a season. And some people didn't like that. Other people thought that Eli Drinkwitz was pointing out something very true. What are your thoughts on Drinkwitz's comments regarding, the very much so pass-fail that college football is becoming?
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, too. We are the University of Missouri. We're not Ohio State. We don't have this rich football tradition. So I think it's okay in a season where your third-string quarterback will play the second half of the season to go 8-4, 9-3.
Right.
Yeah, so I think, look, we had high expectations. It's disappointing. It's not devastating. Mizzou's going to be just fine, and they're going to be better off if Drink is their coach for years to come.
Hey, Mizzou basketball's off to a good start, 4-0. I like that. They beat Minnesota a couple of nights ago, right?
Yeah, and, they had an electric second half, Mark. They scored 51 points. And Mark Mitchell, it's real simple. He's not a three-point shooter. This season is not to develop his game for the NBA. It's to win games for Mizzou. So just take it to the rack because nobody can guard 6'9 that fast.
Nope.
Get Trent Pierce back and maybe Trent Burns back. I think they're going to be okay. They're not a top six team in the SEC, but if they're in that 7-10 range, they got a good chance to make the tournament.
Frank, we learned that at the MLB GM meetings that occurred this past week that there are several Cardinals that are gaining interest around the league via the trade market, and the most popular of them being Brendan Donovan. What are your thoughts on what you heard from the GM meetings on the Cardinals?
Well, let's face it, you probably only have two everyday players who can get you anything in return. The rest have very little value, and that's Brendan Donovan and Alec Burleson. Burleson may be more valuable to keep because he's younger and you can keep his – he's under control for a few more years than Donovan. If look, everybody should be on the block. You're under 500. You're playoffless for 3 years. If Brendan Donovan can yield you more in return than he could produce on the field, then you move him, although – he's your lone all-star and a great guy and a good player.
Agreed with all of that. The Blues are actually in action tonight at home, aren't they?
They are. They face Philadelphia tonight. And yet another night where Coach Montgomery is delivering a healthy scratch tonight. It's Tyler Tucker. And, you know, I have no problem with that because, as Bob Knight once said, the greatest motivator in sports is your blank on the bench. And it worked with a few of them. And yeah. I hope it works with Tucker. So they're coming off a pretty good win, and let's hope that Curtis Joseph's performance the other night, where he made 38 saves on 40 shots, is not an aberration but a trend.
Jordan, you went back to Cujo. You made a Cujo reference there. You meant Jordan. Yeah. Boy, man, that's
wow.
I do that sometimes too. Hey, 45 seconds. What's coming up on Sunday night?
I have one quick excuse. I am trying to book Curtis Joseph.
There you go. Fair enough.
On my mind. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Okay. This weekend, Josh Schertz, coach of the Billikens, who's averaging 103 points a game, is going to join us in studio. Hopefully, it'll be after a humongous victory on Saturday night against Grand Canyon, who's been to three straight NCAA tournaments. And also, a piece on the we think we're living through the worst sports year in St. Louis sports history. You ain't seen nothing yet. We'll take you back to 78-79, where everybody was bad.
Will Mark Reardon get a deer this weekend in Howard County, Frank? What's your prediction?
I always bet on you, Mark.
Okay. I've been skunked for 2 years in a row. That's really, and 3 years has never happened. I don't think 2 years has happened very often. So everyone stay safe out there, but I'm hoping for success. Frank, we'll talk Monday afternoon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.